WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. This is Time Travel. I'm Derek Gary, playing the summer hits of years past. We are in 2005.
Could only let it be, you will see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me what it is. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else.
Assume that time is a strict progression of cause and effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
Only trice, real name, no gimmicks.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back, back, back again. Shady's back, tell a friend. Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back.
little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating. You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on and dip, come on your lips, jump back, jiggle a hip and wiggle a bit, and get ready, cause this is about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. Fuck you, Debbie! Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. Little hellions, kids feeling rebellious, embarrassed, the parents still listen to Elvis. They start feeling like prisoners helpless, till someone comes along on a mission and yells, bitch! A visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe, for you to see so damn much of my ass. You ask for me, well I'm back, na 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 na. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in, and I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter, the center of attention, back for the winner. I'm interesting, the best things in wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting.
Testing, attention please,
feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me? Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I just get a task and I go tit for tat with anybody who's talking this and that shit. Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stoned by Obi. You 36-year-old boy-headed scared. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been no suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes, man, it just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting, but it's just me, I'm just obscene. So I'm not the first king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley, to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. Hey, there's a concept that works, 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me.
A brief detour into 2002 here on Time Travel. We heard a couple of big hits from that summer. That was Eminem, Without Me. That's the safe version of the song. Avril Lavigne with Complicated, and Nelly with Hot In Here. If you listen carefully to that background singer, you could tell that she was being hypnotized by Nelly in the recording studio. I'm just going to say, be careful who you play that song around. Even though it's summertime, even though George Michael is all up ons, you want to be careful who you play that song around, because somebody might get hypnotized and it might not be somebody that you want. This is WMFO Medford. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. I am Derek Gary, sitting in for Time Travel for Chris Earle this week. I've got my TARDIS. I've got all of the doctors with me. Maybe some of his enemies are floating around. You never know. If you are a Doctor Who fan, be sure to tune in Saturday night, because this is not confirmed anywhere. This is pure speculation on my part, but based on a lot of things that I've been reading between the lines and hearing, this could be the very last Peter Capaldi episode. I think they are trying to sneak in the regeneration ahead of time and surprise us with it, but we'll see. Could be his next to last episode, could be his last episode. At the very least, it's got John Sim and Michelle Gomez both playing the master, so you know it's going to be entertaining. We're going to jump back in time. A little bit more hip-hop coming your way. This is one of the all-time classics. This is from the summer of 1992. So we're going to hear some of the hit songs from the summer of 1992. You will notice that there is one song in this next group that those of you who were of musical appreciation age at that point in time will know came out in December of 1991. Yes, I know that. It was also the biggest thing happening on the radio at that point in time and opened up the floodgates of a whole new genre of music. 1991 was kind of, most of the early 90s, kind of a really weird transition time in music because the sort of big pop sound that had been a part of the 1980s had fallen out of favor. There'd been a couple of years of folk music making a resurgence, and then that fell apart. Hip-hop is coming up, and this thing out in Seattle starts happening. So we're going to get a little bit of a taste of everything that was going on in 1992, and we're going to start it off with one of the huge hip-hop hits of that summer.
My God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's, like, out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Yeah, when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin, you say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah,
her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
like in the open.
I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
if you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah,
turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
This is the year 5.5/Apple/26, 5 billion years in your future. And this is the day. Hold on. This is the day the sun expands. Welcome to the end of the world.
Never trust a hug. It's just a way to hide your face.
If this world is wearing thin, and you're thinking of escape, I'll go anywhere with you. Just wrap me up in chains. But if you try to go alone, don't think I'll understand. Stay with me. Stay.
you wake up, you'll... And you won't even remember me. Well, you'll remember me a little. I'll be a story in your head. That's okay. We're all stories in the end. Just make it.
One day here, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, What are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
WMFO Medford, this is Time Travel. Derek Gary sitting in for Chris Earle tonight. He should be back next week. We will see. And we're going through hit songs of summers past. We just took a trip to the wild, wild, crazy, freeform summer of 1992. And we're all over the place here. We got Sir Mix-a-Lot with Baby Got Back. That's hip-hop. We got Madonna with This Used to Be My Playground, which is sort of a sad power anthem. Shakespeare's Sister with Stay. That's another sad power anthem. Nirvana. And that's a song that came out in 1991, but was all over the radio in the summer of 92. The very first massive grunge hit across the United States. And then we ended up with Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway, which is just basic pop. That's what radio sounded like in 1992. You'd turn it on, and you never knew what was coming up next. I have saved the best year for last, however, I believe, because we're going back to just a fantastic, fantastic summer year, 1978. Now, 1978, disco is still a thing. That's still going on. There's still drive-ins. There's still beachfront arcades. Video games are just happening. Everybody's still pretty much playing pinball. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is a movie. But there's another big movie that's out that summer that is still beloved today, and that's Grease. So there's a lot of fun, cool stuff happening in 78, and we're going to get a little bit of a taste of all of that. And we're going to start with some old friends. We heard them earlier here once again. The Rolling Stones, who, yes, had a new album in 78.
Thank you.
Time traveler, I point and laugh, archaeologist.
you think I care for you so little that betraying me would make a difference?
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. This is Time Travel. Derek Gary sitting in for Chris Earle. Thoughts are with him. He lost his beloved Nana. Sally on Saturday. I was at a funeral for her today. Keep Chris in your thoughts right now. She was a huge influence on his life. Someone he loved very, very, very dearly. And I've been spinning around in my blue box, playing summer hits from past years. We've been in 1978, and you know, one of the things about 1978, they made the songs long back then. We're only going to have time to get to a couple of them, unfortunately. We started out with the Rolling Stones, Miss You, from the Some Girls album. And then the song that just keeps giving and giving and giving, Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, from City to City. I always loved that song. I always loved that little guitar sting after the saxophone solo in that song. It's just a great piece of music. And a great sort of summer night kind of song. Driving out to the beach, sitting around a fire, sitting on your porch, whatever you happen to do. Jerry Rafferty just kind of sets a nice tone and a nice mood for everything. We got time for one more song before my time runs out and the big picture kicks off. So I'm still going to be here, but we're not going to be playing any fun songs. We're going to be talking about all the nonsense that's going on in the world right now. And oh boy, there is plenty of that. Don't forget, Time Travel airs every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. 5 to 7 p.m. No, I'm in my own time slot already. Every Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. with Chris Earle, usually with Doc Brown and Marty and the DeLorean. But who knows? The TARDIS may be blowing in here again sometime in the future. Don't forget, Doctor Who season finale this Saturday night. As I said earlier, don't be surprised if there is an unexpected regeneration at the end of this episode. We may find out who the next Doctor is this Saturday. I don't know anything more about this than you do. I've just been hearing a lot of stuff. A lot of things being said by different people that leads me to believe they're going to do something a little different this time around. So we'll see. We've got time for one more song and a little bit of trivia, a little bit of history with this song. This is a song that radio stations have traditionally played ever since it first came out in 1978 as the final song before they go off the air. So if an FM station suddenly goes up, this tends to be the song that they play. And a few years back here at WMFO, we actually took the station offline for a week as we switched from our old analog system to this new incredible high-tech digital system that works great when the computer isn't crashing, which fortunately almost never happens during a show that I'm hosting. But as we were getting ready to power down the station, I believe it was 12 noon on Saturday was when we were going off the air. We pulled this one out, and this is a song that is just a classic. It was a classic as soon as it came out. It is probably the most enduring song of the disco era, and there is no better way, in my mind, to end a song about the great hits of summer and to remind everybody, summer is short, even though the nights are long. Get out there and have some fun while you can. This is WMFO Medford, and this is Donna Summer.
It's not